Right.
Wait. So we mess up harvests because we only wanted to come through a certain avenue.
Right.
Because
you're trying to control. But what is control?
Like, oh.
But what is at the heart of control? Fear.
Yes.
You're not controlling anything. You're afraid of the result that you fear. That is why you control
where it come from.
Where it come from. Now, what are you actually planting? Micromanagement?
Fear.
Fear. So what do you get more of?
Fear.
Fear. There is no such thing as control. There isn't. The only control you can ever get is not to exercise control. It's true. It is true. Your car runs smoother the faster you go. The more you're at risk of death, the easier it is to control your steering wheel. It's the truth. If you're driving 20 miles per hour and you want to switch lanes, you got to do all this. You have to nearly turn the steering wheel.
Just one little boop and then you're in the next lane.
Next lane. The closer you're out of control, is the more you actually have control. The spirituality was the protagonist of the Christian Bible says, those who gain control lose it.
Those who
lose control gain it. Now, of course, I switched the word lives with control.
Same thing.
It's just the same thing. If you're trying to control, you're simply planting what you don't have. You're saying, I don't have it. So I must control so I don't lose it. But you're operating in lack. There is no control in abundance. If you had everything in life that you wanted, everything, every dollar amount, every dream, whatever that dollar amount is, and when all you think about this, every single dollar amount that you've ever wanted in your whole life, if you had it, it was good. You was over, done, finito. And you had every dream, and you had every car you wanted. And you lived in all the cities you wanted to live. And you had all the houses. And you literally wanted for nothing. Would you care if someone had an argument with you?
You bet not.
Would you care if someone had an idea and it didn't really work out the way you thought it would be? No, you would say, go ahead.
Do your thing.
Whatever.
Today's a good day.
I support you.
Yes,
I got a couple of friends.
Today
was...
So you get it.
Nothing,
so,
nothing bother you, yeah.
And the reason nothing bothers you is because I have you at the highest expression of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I change the highest expression of yourself, now you're bothered because you think I don't have. I'm showing you that all of your control, all the fear comes from lack.
I didn't even trip out about the bills this month.
I mean, they need to.
I mean, usually I know you got me, but back in my mind, I'm like, no, you know what?
That just means you're growing in awareness. It means that you're not controlling people. It means you don't think you're better than everybody else. It just simply means that you are growing comfortable being. You have enough knowledge, plus the experience of, you know what, I didn't die. So let me just be who I want to be. Knowledge plus experience equals being. It honestly is that simple. Every single thing that... The truth is there's no such thing as failure. But to use the word failure,
there's
no such thing. How can it be?
First attempt in learning.
We make it.
You make it fail. The Big Bang... didn't say, hey, let's create failure.
Yeah,
you don't believe in that? Yeah. God didn't say, hey,
let's create failure.
On the seventh day.
Right, they failed.
They failed.
Yeah, he said everything was good.
Everything.
Everything.
The only thing according to the Christian and the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Bible, the only thing God said was not good ever was man was alone.
Yep, he said it's not good for man to dwell alone. That's the only thing he ever said.
That's it.
You just made the Bible so plain now.
I tried to do that.
Oh, God.
I tried to do that. That's it. He didn't think about that.
Oh, you just made... scripture so plain.
Hopefully I make your God plain.
He never had an issue with nothing.
How can God be a God with
That's
an issue?
Why he said, I didn't come for you.
Well, think about it. How can God be God with an issue? Wouldn't that make him human?
Yeah, he's no longer God.
Yeah, I missed that one.
He's no longer God.
Is this your fault? Mm-mm. Y'all missed that one. How can God have issues and be God?
Which on the flip side is saying, how can we have God in us and we have issues?
There you go. That's good. That's real good.
Go do your thing in there.
Every time failure pops up, be grateful for it. Be grateful for it.
Next opportunity.
See, I hate losing. By that I mean, I said this earlier, I hate losing because it means that I did not give my best.
Okay.
That's what I mean when I say this. That's the only way I can lose. Okay. To not give my best.
That makes sense.
It's the only way.
Because if you give your best, nobody can beat you.
No, nobody, because everyone beat me if I give my best. It's impossible. And if you beat me while I'm giving my best, it means I didn't give my best in practice. And it means I didn't give my best while I was reading books. I didn't give myself the best breakfast. I didn't give myself the best diet. You get it? Just because you do your best and lose don't mean you did your best. No, you did your best on the poor work ethic. Now you want to try. You win gold medals the 4 years of practice. You show up at the Olympics to show what you did at practice. But you won them gold medals at practice. Go ahead.
What I picked up on while you were saying...
talk about it for 10 seconds.
What I picked up on while you were saying was the whole time you were like, I didn't give myself the best breakfast. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. You didn't. They didn't feed me right, or they didn't like you. You put it all on you.
Every time, I'm the creator of my destiny. I'm the captain of my soul. This is me. Ain't nothing you can do. You can't do nothing to me. You are a master creator. I applaud you to go create. Should you create something I want in my vortex, as Abraham Hicks would say? Well, then cool. But if not, I respect that you're going to create poison. And I also respect the people you take advantage of created that reality in their heads. I respect. This is because most of you are going to try to stop. You're going to try to stop me. In the end of the movie Secret, Lisa Nichols says, now this is where you want to so tune in focus, okay? In the end of The Secret, she says, you know what, you don't have to, it's not your job to go against the world, it's your job to go with the flow. Uh-huh. All right, let's talk about going with the flow, okay? I know that you're poison, and then I say silly stuff like, no, but if I don't stop them, they're going to hurt all these other people. No. You are a master creator that wants to hurt other people. There are master creators that want to be hurt.
Oh, so they go with the flow of what they want.
You can't exist in their reality unless they call you forth. It's law of allowing. Don't let your... It's a law of attraction, but what I'm talking about is allowing you to poison people, allow them to want to be poisoned. I'm not telling you murder. I'm saying that when you, and this is where your empathy will block you from what I'm saying, but this is why you won't get to where I'm going. If I then go out and stop you from being poisoned, I'm going to get more of your poison. Matter of fact, I'm going to get poison on me trying to stop you from being poisoned. Then whatever this poison, I'm using poison as a metaphor, whatever this poison may be. Then when you go out and stop, and I'm trying to stop you from poisoning them, let's say it's 10 of them. Now I'm protecting 10 people, stopping you from getting all their poison with their low level of awareness. So now I got 11 people poisoning me, but no, everybody forgot that I ain't living not damn one of my dreams, chasing your vortex.
Okay.
See, you missed that. The whole time I'm trying to stop what he's creating in his reality, I forgot to deal with my own reality.
You automatically stop yours. You didn't even create yours. You went out the way with somebody else's.
Yes.
Yeah.
You couldn't get that one because it wasn't emotionally charged. I'm going to give you an emotionally charged example now. I'm going to say the same thing, but you're going to get it because he's emotionally charged. White privilege, black people died in the streets by cops. They emotionally charged. Nobody not feels a certain way about this. Now watch this here. White privilege don't exist. White privilege does exist. And now you got that whole argument going on. Now, historicity, there is white privilege that actually exists. If you're a beneficiary of white privilege, then you're going to say it does not exist. I don't have an unfair advantage. You can do what I did. Right? You can't, because you can't see what you've been benefiting from. I ain't in either one of these arguments.
Wait. Don't pass that up like you ain't just say nothing.
You can't. You cannot see what you've been benefiting from.
See what you benefited from.
No, mm-hmm. You can't. You can't. You cannot.
No.
Yeah, I mean, your breath don't stink until somebody tell you it stinks. Your breath was just fine in your tongue. It's been sitting in your funky mouth the whole time.
Is that like white people saying, well, I work hard for my money?
Yeah.
But look where you were.
Okay. Now think about this for a second. See this argument we're pretending to have? I don't vibrate at that argument's frequency. Sure, white privilege exists. It has no effect on me. I vibrate beyond it. Because I understand what I want in my reality.
Doesn't matter if it's white or black, right?
It wouldn't matter. Any oppression, I don't vibrate at. I don't vibrate at the frequency of oppression, no matter what kind of oppression it is. Financial oppression, systematic oppression, racial oppression. Am I telling you it doesn't exist? No, it's false. This whole country was built on everything oppressive, from child labor to slavery. That don't mean I'm vibrating at that frequency. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying my allowing, my law of allowing says I allow you two to argue about white privilege or not. As for me, ain't doing none of it. While you arguing, I'm generating millions. That's why I vibrate at. Get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's it. Back to the original point. Failure isn't failure. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Where in the creation of all of this did failure get created?
In your mind.
Before it was in your mind, someone had to tell you about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then it became in your mind. Mm-hmm. You just finna say something, Deanna. Drop the brew from your head.
Yeah.
The universe did not create failure. It didn't. It's not until it hits your subconscious or you interpret it. So what you need to start doing now is perceive failure. We use the word because we have limited language, right? We can only use so many words. You use what we call failure and say, hey, since this isn't failure, this is an opportunity.
Next opportunity.
To get me where I'm trying to get to. All failure means, in conclusion, is that whatever plan you had isn't sound enough.
Okay.
If the plan was sound, failure could not have penetrated that plan. It really is that simple. It's all failure means. Failure just means that you were almost there, but a hole in your foundation would expose itself, and the hole was stronger than your plans. Sit. Fix the plans, No hole can come against you.
No weapon formed against me.
Everybody's saying the same thing. Spirit.